Texas going for their second straight win over the Padres, and Rangers captain trying to make sure the guys are ready for this one. We pick it up in the first, no score, Yu Darvish facing Will Myers.
Now the 3-2. And this ball is hammered high in the air, out to deep left field, and it is gone. Wow. He does strike out a lot, but Will Myers has great power as well. His 8th home run of the year, and San Diego on the board first.
Pitch for the former Angel is hit deep to right field. Way back goes Mazzara. It is out of here. In the upper porch for Eric Ibar, his 4th home run of the year. He unties the game. It is 2-1 San Diego.
Perdomo looking to third, and he balked.
Oh, my.
Wow. And there's a tying run.
Well, earlier, there was a complaint from Jeff Banister where they thought maybe Perdomo had balked.
A weird inning for Hand so far. The 2-1 pitch. And a grounder, third base. Spangen, Berg to second. On to first, and that one gets away and up into the seats. And that's going to score a run. Rangers take the lead on an error at second base. Solarte just let it fly.
Now, whatever it takes at this point.
4-3 Rangers. Margo at second, two outs. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck it out. A curve in the dirt, and the ball game's over. The Rangers win it.
The Rangers win their second straight over the Pods, taking it 4-3. The Texas bullpen goes 3 scoreless innings, capped by Matt Busch getting a second save. Both teams combined to go just 2-for-24 with runners in scoring position. Shin-Soo Shu goes 3-for-3 with a walk, adding an RBI and a run scored. The Rangers come from behind to win their second straight over the Padres. Manager Jeff Banister spoke after.
Sometimes you need games like that. I think early the hit and run with Elvis early on the first, the ability to kind of manufacture a run, the balk, ball thrown away, wasn't necessarily pretty offensively, but however you get an opportunity to capitalize on some situations, balls put in play, I think good things happen when you put good at-bats together, and but more than anything else, I think the story more is how the pitcher showed up, and some defense that we played.
You told us earlier today that it was the first time in a while that your entire bullpen had been ready. You had a one-run lead in the 8th. Is Alex Claudio there? Is that an indication of the trust that he's earned in the season so far?
Absolutely. No, Alex has pitched. I mean, when he started, he's pitched everywhere in the bullpen. We trust what he does. We trust the pitchability, the ability to throw strikes, get ground balls. I know he gave up a home run the other day, but it really doesn't yield much in the home run variety. But we trust the fact that he can get the ball on the ground. He's going to manage the inning for us. Situation there where, we knew that going into it tonight, the pitch count, we weren't going to push the pitch count on Darvish to that 110 or 115, 120 where we've been before. Just based on the workload, we had the bullpen set up for that. So fresh bullpen, able to utilize some guys where we wanted to.
Chu's in a nice rhythm right now as far as getting on base and giving you scoring opportunities, right?
Yes, he is. We like the look of the at-bats. I mean, the comfort zone that he is in the batter's box. Drawing walks, getting the barrel to the baseball, not chasing. So that's a Chu that when he's hot, he's swinging the bat well, he's seeing the ball well, he can get the barrel to it, and he can get on base and give these guys behind him an opportunity to drive him in.
What did you see in Darvish tonight? Clearly he gave up a couple home runs early, but he kind of settled or did what he needed to do to get through 6.
Yeah, early on, couple close pitches to Myers in the first at-bat, and then the 3-2 pitch, Myers was able to get the barrel to a fastball early in the first inning and hit it out of the ballpark. The next one was to Ibar, just kind of a hanging fastball, it looked like. But he utilized the slider and the curveball well tonight. Cutter, fastball when he needed to, but ability to throw strikes. Look, 19 of 25 first pitch strikes, but more, you know, one of the more impressive stats, I believe, he was 0-2 on 10 different hitters. He was only behind six, which one was a home run. 18 of 25, two strikes situations, nine ground balls. He got the ball on the ground, only gave it one hit through the infield, and no walks. That was key. Six strikeouts. I thought it was a very, very solid outing for you. You know, obviously, we've seen him with a more impressive fastball slider mix. But however, I mean, this is a guy that he has a plan in his mind and what he wants to do, and he was able to utilize it tonight. We just, like I said, the pitch count, we weren't gonna push it. We had this one tabbed as we were gonna back off a little bit and not push him over that 100 mark.
A big game for Hsin-Soo Chu as he finishes 3-for-3.
Actually, Padres played better than us tonight, but you know, baseball always, you know, something less mistake. Especially like last play, the double play, the errors make it go ahead runs, and then take extra base running, Delano did it. So that's all kind of things. And then we don't want to give it more than 27 outs, you know. So that's kind of all kind of things get together to make it better teams. That's a good example. We did it whole working on the spring training, you know, Benny always talk about it. So that's exactly a good example tonight.
How are you feeling, too, because you're getting on base a lot? I mean, that's your game, and it seems like that you're taking advantage of things now.
Well, I try to get it better all the time. Like, I know really slow start, that's how I usually did it every year, but I'm not really worried about it. I know I can do it, play every day. You know, if I stay healthy in the batter's box, play every day, I know I can do it. So I'm not really worried about it. But last couple of games, I kind of feel back to, like, normal. You know, babysit the pitch a lot, and swing and strike. That's always a kind of come good success coming.
How did you do that even against Perdomo, who you guys have never seen before?
Well, I know BDO and the scouting board, and then his real face in the batter's box is really different. But, he's not really easy to hit. You know, he's a really good good sinkable pitcher. He's a great slider. But I think he did it hard to throw a strike tonight a little bit. And then, yeah, they did a little bit of mistake in the defense. That's make him maybe a little frustrated. So that's what he did.
Two wins in a row for you.
Pitching-wise, that you guys were doing at the plate. I mean, he had to battle, too. He had to scrap through. Maybe not his best game, but a game that he got a quality start.
Well, him?
You.
Yeah. Oh, you the Irish? Oh, yeah. That's why he's a great pitcher in the leagues. You know, I know he could take care of six innings. I know he want to keep pitching, but the situation, he did a lot of pitching last couple of starts. That's why he stopped pitching. But, you know, whatever comes situation, I know he can finish the game. So that's why we trust him. I know he pitching, you know, I know we can win that game.
But there's a lot of battle, too. I think you battled, I think, a lot. I mean, I think coming off those two home runs early, he had
Padres, actually, I say earlier, yeah. Padres better game, you know, but we did it. We just give it 27 out. You know, we don't give any more than 27 out. That's the only reason we got to win tonight.